Western Wisconsin saw campaign events from the Democratic presidential ticket and the Republican vice presidential nominee. We'll hear from them both. It's Thursday, August 8th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a new poll finds the presidential race is tied in Wisconsin. We're used to that. A Wisconsinite is a voice actor in a new translation of Star Wars. And WPR reporter Sarah Lear explains the proposed constitutional amendments on the ballot next week. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
The energy was electric just north of Eau Claire yesterday at Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris's first Wisconsin rally since naming Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her pick for vice president. Rich Kramer has more.
Traffic was snarled and the lines were long, but the crowd at the Harris-Walz rally stayed energized and erupted when Walz walked to the podium. Walz said he couldn't be prouder of being on the ticket with Harris and claimed former Republican President Donald Trump weakens the country to strengthen his own power.
He sows chaos and division amongst the people, and that's to say nothing of the job he did as president.
Harris got an even stronger ovation from supporters and said their campaign is about moving the nation forward, not backward. She said the path to the White House runs through Wisconsin.
And with your help, we will win in November. We are going to win.
Thousands attended the rally, which was Harris's sixth visit to Wisconsin this year. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Moments before Walz and Harris spoke, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance addressed reporters in Eau Claire. Hope Kerwin has more from the Ohio senator's first campaign trip to Wisconsin since becoming the nominee.
J.D. Vance spoke to local and national reporters at Woolard International, an aviation equipment manufacturer located less than 4 miles from Harris's rally. He was joined by around 50 employees of the company. Vance focused his message on improving the economy and strengthening border policies. He also called out Harris for her record on public safety and the oil and gas industry.
She has not been a good vice president for the American people, and I don't think she deserves a promotion. I think she deserves to be fired.
Vance offered to debate both Harris and Tim Walz during his remarks. He made a similar stop in Michigan, another battleground state, on Wednesday morning. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The latest Marquette University Law School poll shows swing state Wisconsin is once again in a dead heat, but this time with a new presidential candidate at play. The July polling released yesterday shows Vice President Kamala Harris neck and neck with former President Donald Trump. That comes after an earthquake month of politics in which Harris replaced President Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. Marquette pollster Charles Franklin said Harris's numbers are striking because Democrats had been unenthusiastic about Biden for months.
After the debate, a lack of enthusiasm, I think, turned to near depression. When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign.
The poll took place in the last week of July before Harris had secured the nomination or announced Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin continues to lead Republican opponent Eric Hovde by 7 points. A Red Cliff tribal official is helping bring Ojibwe to a galaxy far, far away. As Daniel Kading reports, the tribe's language culture coordinator is a voice actor in an Ojibwe dubbing of the first Star Wars film ever made.
The Force is with Nigani Animiki Inini Kelvin Hartwig.
I've been a Star Wars fan since I was a kid, so this is checking all the boxes for me.
Hartwig, who lives in Washburn, is the Red Cliff Tribe's language culture coordinator. He lent his voice to the character Red Leader in an Ojibwe dubbing of Star Wars A New Hope. Hartwig says it took about an hour to record around 40 lines for the project in Winnipeg this spring.
And I hope young people and adults alike watch this film and are inspired to either continue learning the Ojibwe language or to start their Ojibwe learning journey.
The film will be screened at select theaters in Wisconsin beginning August 30th. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up next, Wisconsin voters will face two proposed constitutional amendments on Tuesday. We'll hear what's behind the proposals and who's supporting either side. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin life is about the food.
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
Everybody says, oh, this tastes good. How do you season it? Oh, we can't tell you. Just eat some more.
I wish my lemonade would be so famous that I could just walk down a red carpet.
Wisconsin Life, every Wednesday and Friday on WPR News and at wisconsinlife.org.
Voters head for the polls Tuesday for the August partisan primary. Two questions on the statewide ballot seek to amend the state constitution. Both of them involve a check on the governor's powers. Voters will be asked to weigh in on who gets to decide how to spend federal money when that money comes to our state without specific spending requirements. Reporter Sarah Lear joined Wisconsin Public Radio's daily news talk show, Wisconsin Today, to explain the choice voters face. She was interviewed by one of the show's hosts, Kate Archer Kent.
Walk us through what each ballot measure is saying and what it would do.
The first ballot measure says the legislature would not be able to delegate its power to appropriate money. And the second measure would require legislative approval before the governor could spend federal money earmarked for the state. So basically, what supporters of these amendments want to achieve is to ensure that the governor needs the sign-off of the state legislature before the governor can spend federal money.
And remind us how these ballot questions came to the statewide ballot in the first place, the process here?
It was a lengthy process. The Republican-controlled legislature had to pass resolutions to bring these measures to the ballot during two separate consecutive legislative sessions. They did so despite the objections of Democratic lawmakers. Now, if these proposals are approved by a majority of voters on August 13th, they'll add amendments to the state constitution.
There have been concerns floated that the language is hard to understand, that it's using legal words, or that I've even read that it's wordy. Have you heard any concerns about voters being able to understand what is being asked of them in these questions?
Some people have raised that issue. I mean, historically, constitutional amendments in Wisconsin have been more likely to pass than not to pass. And some might argue it's not clear whether voters actually understand what they're voting for. But Democrats have been campaigning pretty actively against these measures, and that includes the governor, and that includes the chair of the Democratic Party. And so they are making a concerted effort to get their message out.
The amendments would limit the powers of governors to spend these federal dollars flowing into our state without, legislative input. Why would the state legislature be pushing for these amendments now?
So during hearings about these proposals, Republican lawmakers brought up billions of dollars in federal COVID-19 relief money. That money was designated and sent out by the administration of the Democratic governor, Tony Evers. Republicans criticized that process, saying it lacked transparency and oversight. On the other hand, Evers and people in his administration defended how that happened, saying money had to get out quickly to help people during COVID.
And can you talk about the groups that are on both sides of this issue? Who is supporting these amendments? Who is rallying against them?
So supporters include Republican lawmakers who brought these to the ballot, also the conservative Badger Institute and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. The opponents include many Democrats. There's also a broad coalition in opposition that includes public health and environmental groups. Among those opposing are the Wisconsin Conservation Voters and the Wisconsin Public Health Association.
Sarah, take us a bit more into this history. How long have Wisconsin governors had discretion over federal funds? What does that history look like in our state?
So in Wisconsin, governors have had unilateral authority over federal funds since the 1930s, and that's something that's set in state law.
Okay. And so the federal government gave Wisconsin, as you said, billions of dollars in pandemic relief aid. How has that history affected the push to change the Constitution?
Right. So that huge influx of federal money has been at the center of discussions about these amendments, but it's also worth noting that these amendments would have to do with more than just the, you know, the pandemic that started back in 2020. Some of the groups in opposition say they're concerned that these amendments would tie up the process and basically add more red tape if Wisconsin has to respond to, let's say, a natural disaster or another public health crisis. Meanwhile, supporters say we need more oversight, we need checks and balances, and that's something positive, regardless of what specifically the federal funds are supposed to be designated for.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for your reporting. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was WPR reporter Sarah Lear and Wisconsin Today host Kate Archer-Kent. You can listen to the full interview and find Sarah Lear's story on the constitutional amendments at our website, WPR.org. And that's today's podcast for this Thursday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. You can catch us every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. We'll be back again tomorrow on Friday. Have a great day. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.